Overstay Migrant Explains Islamic Motivation for Attacking Americans. By Neil Monroe on June 4, 2025. Media outlets and local police are downplaying the power of the Islamic religion in motivating a Muslim migrant's firebomb attack on Americans in Colorado. Allah is greater than the Zionists, attacker Muhammad Sabri Solomon declared in a video testimonial before the June 1 attack that injured or hospitalized several Americans, including Jewish Americans, who were demonstrating in favor of Israel's counteroffensive against the Hamas Jihad group. He added, "I say to my mother, my wife, my children, my brothers, my people, I attest before Allah and before you that Allah, the Islamic deity, his messenger, Muhammad, the Islamic prophet, and jihad, religious war, for Allah's sake, are more beloved to me than you in the whole world." Solomon explained in the video that was translated and released by Memory Reports. Allah is greater than America and its weapons. Allah is greater than the F-35 planes. Allah is greater than everything else. So why do we fear those who are inferior to Allah rather than fear Allah himself? If I told my wife and son every day to do something, but they didn't do it, I would be angry. Then what about Allah, who says to us every day, dozens of times, Allah Akbar, Allah is supreme, do not forget that Allah is greater than everything. Not the Zionists, America, Britain, France, or Germany. Only Allah has the right to be feared. Muslims believe that their Quran is a transcription of divine words from their God, Allah. It includes many demands that Muslims expand the political power of Islam via jihad conquest. Many Muslims also name their children after Muhammad despite his record of terror attacks and war crimes while he launched the Muslim Empire from 624 AD onwards. Muhammad Solomon and his Egyptian family migrated to the United States during President Joe Biden's era of loose border policies. He used a B-2 business visitor visa to enter, and then overstayed his visa without any pushback or background checks by Biden's pro-migration deputies. Solomon worked for Uber as a driver after passing a company-required background check. Roughly 5 million Muslims live quietly alongside roughly 290 million Americans and 50 million immigrants. Media outlets, the FBI, and the Colorado police are downplaying the man's religious motivation as they suggest he was motivated by anger at Israel's defense policy. That long-standing misdirection helps to hide the growing Islamic threat, especially towards Jewish Americans, that is created by Congress's welcome for at least 1 million legal immigrants each year. For example, USA Today reported on June 3. According to an arrest affidavit, Solomon told medical personnel on the scene he'd planned the attack as vengeance for his people. The affidavit said he has a valid Colorado driver's license and no prior criminal history. After his arrest, Solomon told investigators he wanted to kill all Zionist, pro-Israel, people and wish they were all dead, the affidavit said. It continued, Solomon stated that he hated the Zionist group and did this because he hated this group and needed to stop them from taking over our land, which he explained to be Palestine. The Associated Press also played up the Israel angle, saying, Solomon told the police he was driven by a desire to kill all Zionist people, according to an FBI affidavit. Zionism is a reference to the movement to establish and protect a Jewish state in Israel. The Colorado police affidavit does not mention Islam, but does say that medical personnel reported Muhammad as stating he undertook the attack as vengeance for his people. The FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism, said Mark Mihalik, special agent in charge at the FBI's Denver field office. But the act of terrorism term is so broad that it hides the Islamic motivation. According to the USA Today report, Mihalik said authorities have not found any link between the suspect and a greater criminal network or particular group. He added, however, that this will be a thorough and complete investigation and those checks are ongoing. This act of terror is being investigated as an act of ideologically motivated violence based on the early information, the evidence, and witness accounts, FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino said in a post on X. But the Trump appointee later suggested that officials will consider the aggressive political ideology of Islam. To be clear moving forward, when the evidence passed to our FBI leadership team from an active crime scene includes clearly ideologically motivated statements, video, multiple witness accounts, Molotov cocktails, and large gatherings of like-minded people, we will investigate those incidents as targeted acts of terror. If the investigation turns in a different direction, despite the evidence, we can make adjustments. And everyone is innocent until proven guilty in our justice system. But we are the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We are not the Federal Bureau of Word Games. Officials at the Department of Homeland Security say they will intensify their focus on the large population of airport migrants who overstay their visas.